Good morning, listeners. It's 10:30 a.m. and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Lloyd Quanta with Jason Wong. In the weather, it's 6 degrees outside and overcast. Now here are the headlines. General Motors loses their top chairman, NCAA action, and review of Halo Wars. Now to our top story. General Motors has lost CEO Rick Wagoner because of the Obama administration. According to the Toronto Star, Wagoner, who had presided over the company's rapid decline the past 5 years and also ran the automaker since 2000, was forced out as a request by former investment banker Steve Rattner. A majority of GM's board will also be replaced. The Star also said Wagoner, protege and chief operating officer Fritz Henderson, was named the new CEO. Wagner's departure because of the Obama administration came under fire for not blocking bonuses to executives at American Institution Group, Inc. And now, because of the tough economic times, here's a new way to shop. The recent economic downturn sweeping through Toronto has landed on families' tables. Many say they are changing their grocery shopping habits. Sean Sillers has this report.
Customer Beth Ford used to do all her weekly groceries in one place, usually at a major chain like Loblaws or Dominion. But that was before the Canadian economy took a downturn. Now she is a lot more careful about how and where she shops.
I do half and half, yeah. I try not to splurge on the ready-made stuff at Loblaws or Dominion, because it's overpriced and you can make that stuff at home.
Ford was at an East York Loblaws, but she also splits her shopping trips up now. She also visits discount stores for sales. Experts suggest the best way to survive these lean times and stretch your dollar is by shopping more at discount stores and be selective with your choices. Sean Sillers, Observer News, Toronto.
And now, TTC has found a drunken man on the subway with stab wounds. According to the Toronto Sun, a drunk 26-year-old man was found stabbed at a North York subway station early Sunday. TTC workers noticed this man wandering in Finch Station around 2 a.m. They approached, realizing he was bleeding from two stab wounds in his back and stomach, said Toronto police. And now please stay tuned with after our commercial break will be Jason Wong.
Dr. John for Popeyes.
I was raised on Cajun cooking, that New Orleans cuisine.
Ooh.
And the folks at Popeye Chicken, well, they know just what I mean. Help me, girls.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
You'll dig the way it's fried.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Feels so good inside. That New Orleans spice is oh so nice. A scandalous taste bud sin. So scrunchy and spicy and juicy, my Lucy. Grab a piece and bite right in. Hey!
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
The best you ever tried.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Your taste buds will be tantalized. And once you savor that eye-popping flavor, you'll say, this is some serious chicken.
Thanks, Lloyd. Ensemble Game Studios has released their most recent program, Halo Wars. While not the first real-time strategy on the console market, it's certainly one of the first playable ones. One of the major problems with strategy games on consoles has always been the control scheme. Try as one might, managing units, productions, watching your opponents could not simply be done without a mouse and keyboard. Halo Wars has finally changed that by streamlining the controls and oversimplifying gameplay. Rather than the usual rock-paper-scissors idea that most other game designers use, Halo Wars features the much more simple mechanic, tossing increasingly powerful units at each other and hoping for the best. While this allows the game to be playable, the simplicity of the game quickly makes gameplay repetitive. 3 stars. Other news for Fun and Games. A day of Fun and Games brought more than 250 Toronto Catholic elementary students together. The sounds of children laughing and playing with excitement could be heard through the walls of Neil McNeil Secondary School, where the 4th annual Arctic Games took place. This is one of the several initiatives the board has undertaken to bring awareness of Aboriginal culture to its students. Monique Plisa has this report.
Mr. Cannon brought his grade 4 and 5 split class to the games. The activities were set up in rotations throughout the school gym. The youngsters, aged 10 and 11 years old, snowshoed through cones, crawled like seals, and threw foam spears through hanging hoops. principal of Holy Name Catholic Elementary School, David Hogan, says the board places importance in raising awareness of Aboriginal culture.
There's really a lot of, there's more Aboriginal students within our schools than we're even aware of, and that's what we're trying to do with the self-identification process.
Teacher at Holy Name Catholic Elementary School, Jason Cannon, was glad to be able to share this day with his students. First-time participant, Cannon hopes to be able to come back next year with a new group of students.
I love it. I think it's an amazing opportunity for the kids to connect with First Nations and the Native culture, to experience games from a different perspective.
The spirit of the Arctic Games is to develop an understanding and appreciation of Canada's Inuit and Aboriginal communities. The hope is to instill interest and knowledge of Aboriginal traditions to the students through an interactive physical experience. Monique Plessis, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And it's back to Lloyd.
Thank you, Jason. And that's everything for the news today. Stay tuned on Centennial On Demand for more news. Thank you, everyone. On behalf of everyone, stay tuned, Toronto. Bye.